You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Members of the Eastland family testified Tuesday about July 4th flooding at Camp Mystic that killed 27 campers and counselors at the Christian Girls Summer Camp. Edward Eastland testified his father was awake and on duty.
This flood, we did not see coming. My father, Dick Eastland, was on his toes that night, actively searching for information about the weather. He started looking at the weather 30 minutes before we were even in a flood warning. He looked upstream of us at the UGRA and GBRA river sensors, and those river gauge sensors were offline.
Eastland's testimony came as part of day two of a legislative committee hearing investigating the floods. A San Antonio City Council committee approved two measures on housing to incentivize landlords to accept Section 8 vouchers and veteran supportive assistance vouchers. TPR's Joey Palacios reports.
The first policy would allocate $500,000 to the city budget to provide landlords with $500 every time they accept a tenant that uses housing choice vouchers, also known as Section 8, and a similar voucher for veterans experiencing homelessness. Is proposed by Councilwoman Terry Castillo.
We're incentivizing property owners to participate and opt in to this federal program, and we're hopeful that with the approval of the $500,000, we will house roughly 900 families.
The committee approved that proposal, which will be worked into the next city budget. A second program that would potentially issue a $500 fine to landlords who decline renting to veterans based on their income sources was also greenlighted, but needs full city council approval. I'm Joey Palacios in San Antonio.
Bexar County Manager David Smith warned commissioners on Tuesday that the county could see historic low property tax revenues this year. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports property tax revenue funds around 80% of the county's annual budget.
The Bexar County budget in recent years has approached $3 billion annually. Smith presented one projection that showed a 1.7% decline in property tax revenue for 2027.
That negative 1.7, if that ends up happening, will exceed what we actually experienced in our worst year after the housing crash by quite a bit.
Smith went on to say it could be the worst in 30 years. Smith blamed the decline in property tax revenue on several factors, including an increase in successful property tax appraisal protests, an increase in property tax exemptions approved by lawmakers, and a decline in new home construction. Commissioners were told if the current budget trends continue, the general fund would exceed its target balance by $145 million by 2028. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
Kendall County Commissioners Court unanimously passed a resolution on Tuesday requesting that the Texas Department of Transportation make Highway 46 safer. Bandera County last week passed a similar resolution. Highway 46 goes east and west from Burney. Parts of the highway are narrow, with many blind curves and large hills. The San Antonio Spurs are headed to the Western Conference semifinals after closing out the Portland Trail Blazers in Game 5 with a 114-95 win last night. De'Aaron Fox scored 13 of his 21 points in the fourth quarter, helping San Antonio pull away. Victor Wembanyama says Fox delivered when it mattered most.
He knows how to step up in the right moments, for sure. And he knows how to share with teammates, so he's just versatile.
Wembanyama finished with 17 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 blocks. The Spurs' only loss in the series came in Game 2, when Wembanyama suffered a concussion and missed a game and a half.
We learned that we can overcome difficulties mid-game on the fly like that.
The Spurs advanced to the second round of the playoffs for the first time since 2017. They're set to face either Denver or Minnesota in the next round. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.